It has been a very busy week on the stages of this city. The busyness ranges from a world stage production called Shakuntala to the very local play, Toronto the Good, that we told you about just a few days ago on this program. Our theater critic, Lynn Slotkin, has been to see both. She's here to tell us about them. Oh, Lynn, hello.
Hi, Matt.
Why did you decide to focus on these two plays?
Well, as you said, both are Canadian premieres. One of them is from India, which is Shakuntala, and it's having its Canadian premiere here. The other is Homegrown, which is Toronto the Good. Shakuntala is based in Hindu mythology and was originally written 2,000 years ago by Kalidasa. I believe the original timeline for this play was 5 hours, if you watch it in total. But the Spunky Pleiades Theatre Company is producing this adaptation, A Reasonable 2.5 Hours, by Charles Roy as part of their mandate to bring world theatre classics to Toronto. In the case of Toronto the Good by Andrew Moody, this is the world premiere of the play, and attempts to investigate such thorny subjects as racial profiling, gun crimes, and inequity in media coverage of crime when it comes to race.
All right, let's start with Shakuntala. What is the story here?
The beautiful Shakuntala is the daughter of a respected sage. She lives with her family in an ashram deep in the country. And one day, the king of the land is hunting in the forest and sees Shakuntala. He falls in love with her and he marries her in secret. Eventually, he leaves to go back to his court to attend to business, but gives his bride a ring saying he will soon send word to her. Well, you know, one thing and another, a curse here and there, and the king forgets about Shakuntala and doesn't send word.
Oh.
He doesn't know that she's pregnant with their child, so she sets out to see the king and remind him of the fact that they're married. He can't remember her. He rejects her. She appears to die. And then the king realizes his error and does years of penance. And eventually, they are reunited. So if those people who might be familiar with Shakespeare's The Winter's Tale, they're going to see echoes of that.
Mm-hmm.
It's a love story on a grand scale with lots of disappointment and perseverance and eventual happiness. That's Shakuntala.
What about Toronto the Good? Andrew Moody, the man who's behind this, was here a few days back. For people who did not hear that or perhaps forgot, remind us what exactly this play is all about.
The title is ironic because it's about the ugly side of the city.
Not the good at all.
Not the good at all. A police officer who is white and female observes a car driving erratically at 4 o'clock in the morning and pulls the driver over. The driver is black and male. The police officer finds an unregistered gun in the car. She arrests him. The defense lawyer, who is white and male, accuses the officer of racial profiling and wants a light sentence for the driver. The prosecuting lawyer, who is black and male, says the arrest was not racially motivated and wants a sentence of 6 years. So the officer swears she didn't stop the car because of racial profiling. So with all of the pairing and accusations, interesting questions of race arise.
Two very interesting stories there. So how do the productions do on the stage?
I think Shakuntala is by far the better production. Charles Roy has done an admirable job of adapting the huge work to, as I say, a manageable 2.5 hours without sacrificing any of the beauty of the story or its language. He also directs the play, does Mr. Roy. He's a keen eye for beauty and detail and everything about it, whether it's the set, the costumes, the choreography, it's stunning to look at. Roy's direction is inventive and eye-popping. There's so much invention there. Shakuntala introduces us to a different kind of performance. The acting style is formal. It's very specific because the language is, but in no way does it diminish the universality of the message of the story.
And what about Toronto the Good?
Toronto the Good is a different matter entirely. In this case, the play is the problem. While Andrew Moody introduces important questions, he doesn't know when to stop. Every character has issues of one kind or another. The result is a jumbled mess of a play, full of ideas, none of which is fully explored. Instead of dialogue between characters, we have little more than rants or sound bites. And that makes the play really superficial in dealing with important issues. You know, remember that TV program. There are 8 million stories in the Naked City. Yes. This is one of them. Moody seems to want to put in every single story known to mankind. It doesn't work. And I wish that director Philip Aiken or somebody at Factory Theater who's producing this had taken Moody in hand, made him focus on one or two issues and deal with them in a deeper, more layered way. Aiken has set this play in a playground for some bizarre reason. Mm. One character makes an entrance down a slide. That makes no sense to me. There's an awful lot of activity which does little to clarify the play.
Is there anything redeeming in this at all? Performances interesting?
I think the cast is valiant. They do an admirable job, but the play defeats them. Yeah. So I would recommend Shakuntala, and I would say, you know, give Toronto the Good a miss.
You're somebody who, no one sees more theater than Lynn Slotkin. People go on holiday and they sit on beaches, mm-hmm. or they go ride bicycles, or they build houses. You go and you see theater.
Yeah.
Which is like just more of what you do.
More of the same.
You're just in England.
Yes.
And aside from bringing us back some prawn crisps and
yes.
Jaffa cakes, what is there one thing that you saw there that left you, if not speechless, because that would be bad for radio, then at least slightly dazed?
A play called The Pittman Painters, okay. by Lee Hall. Lee Hall wrote Billy Elliot, the film, etc.
Billy Elliot, the kid becomes a dancer.
The kid becomes a dancer, and his
much
father
to the scorn of his family.
Exactly, but the father was a miner. Now Lee Hall knows what he's talking about. He's born in Newcastle, and this play is about a group of miners in the 1930s who wanted to do something in their spare time, whatever that is. So they got somebody to come and teach them about art appreciation. Unfortunately, the miners knew nothing about art or how to appreciate it, so the instructor got them to start to draw. And those paintings have become kind of like a minor miracle in England. A book was devoted to them, and that's where this play came from. There is an exhibition of the paintings. They're wonderful. They're wonderful. And so the lives of these painters suddenly burst open by art. They could be talking about theater as well. Fantastic play.
Might we ever see it here? Who knows?
God willing. You never know.
If not, then go to England.
Yeah, I certainly hope so.
Thanks for the crisps.
Pleasure.